90.5 WMUCFM College Park. You're listening to the new Indie Canon. WMUCFM College Park Looper there from 2000. The Geometrid was the album. That song was These Things. fun little album. I wouldn't say it is the icon that Up a Tree was. Up a Tree was this just puzzle box of wonders. Geometrid was, I'd say, not quite the same crystalline composition, although it did have some fun tracks on it and did manage to yield some fun pieces that wound up in a couple of Xbox games, wound into some commercials, including a partnership for a drug-free America PSA. Some neat stuff there. Good way to start the show, though, especially in summer, especially since it popped onto our radars and into our CD collections about 26 years ago this summer. Anyways, hey, my name is Patch, and you are listening to the New Indie Canon on 90.5. This is a playlist 25 years in the making, although it's going to be 26 in the next month or so. Featuring the very best new and independent rock, pop, folk, and more, curated for my generation and yours. Got some fun stuff coming up for you today. I'm not even going to tease it. We're just going to get right into it. I've been away too often this summer to be talking. So let's just play music. Death Cab's going to be here for next week. They're going to be at Merriweather. Spoiler alert, I might be at that show, so you may not have me here. You may have a sub, or there might just be a little void sitting in the chair. So to get you psyched for that event, here is You Are a Tourist.
Sometimes the best intentions aren't Who cares where we're going in the morning? You are not there.
New Mountain Goats from his forthcoming album, Days, that's Shallow Grave. Before that, new Phoebe Bridgers, Lost Boys. That's going to be off Lost Weekend. Death Cab for Cutie, You're a Tourist, that's going back to Codes and Keys from 2011. My name is Patch, and you are listening to the new Indie Canon on 90.5. Hey, hang tight for just 20 seconds.
Introducing a new day of the week. It's called Someday. Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security account to help you get ready. Get yours at socialsecurity.gov.
84 degrees in College Park. Nice and clear tomorrow. Ooh. Could be getting up to 100 degrees, partly cloudy, absolutely abysmal weather. 99 degrees on Thursday and cloudy, 92 on Friday. Then thankfully on Saturday, thunderstorms are rolling in. That's going to bring us some relief, taking us back down to 81 degrees. Sunday, rain and 86. Monday, rain and 88. Tuesday, rain and 87 degrees. And that's going to bring things back down to a blessed 79 degrees next Wednesday. So here's a fun anniversary that I am really excited about. 20 years ago yesterday, Lily Allen's All Right Still, her debut album, turned 20 years old. And why is that so exciting? Well, because I was one of the very first American DJs to play that album on the air. I was DJing at a community radio station up in Baltimore, and I got I had a friend who was over in the UK, and he came back like that week or the week after and was like, hey, this came back, or brought it back and said, hey, I think you will dig this. You want to check it out? And I did, and immediately put it on the air. And the reason that's exciting is the U.S. didn't get it. I believe the U.S. didn't get it until later that year, or possibly even 2007. So we had it super early, and that just feels great. And so I was one of the first American DJs to ever spin that album on the air. So big thanks to my buddy Dave, who was an astronomer at the time and is now doing very scary things with quants and AI, and is back in England for hooking me up with All Right Still. Big thanks to Lily Allen for continuing to give us interesting and fun and fascinating music. Let's do a little All Right Still. Here's my favorite one off that album, the second single, LDN.
Riding through the city on my bike all day, 'cause the filth took away my license. It doesn't get me down and I feel okay, 'cause the sights that I'm seeing are priceless. Everything seems to look as it should, but I wonder what goes on behind doors. A fella looking dapper and he's sitting with a slapper, then I see it's a pimp.
just my luck that you're not on my side. So what happens now? Where did you go with these feelings I hide? They got me working all hours. I ain't gained nothing yet. If I ever see you again, I will tell you why. I was low and insecure. I still want to make you cry. My good's turned bad, and it's just my luck that you're not on my side. So what happens now? Where did you go with these feelings I ride? I'm staying out for the summer, playing games in the rain. The hills and the fortune won't be the same again.
Stamped on the pole by the tower. stacks at your door. Don't go holding out on me now. Don't go holding out on me now. Don't go holding out on me now. Don't go.
Little REM there. Disturbance at the Heron House. New music from This Is Lorelei. Billy Came Back. The Lowell Mass Tiny Telephone version of Death Cab for by Death Cab for Cutie. That is from the Amos House Collection Volume 1. It's a great little benefit disc. Once again, the Tiny Telephone version of Lowell Mass. Dodgy Staying Out for the Summer from Homegrown, and Lily Allen's LDN from All Right Still, which came out in the UK 20 years ago yesterday. It would not come out until the it would not come out to the US until January of 2007, which makes the fact that I was playing it on the air in July of 2006 on American radio pretty dang cool, if I do say so myself. You're listening to 90.5. We'll have more Lily Allen from that album in just a little bit.
You look so good when I'm feeling this way, but it's once in a while that I do. And we could have saved it if you understood, but I could never explain that to you. So tonight I'll go out and I'll drink myself sober and avoid all the places you go. Tell all my friends that I'm sure that it's over, but man, I don't know. Sometimes I think you were too good for me, but the truth is I'm no good for you. So do me a favor and forget who I am, 'cause I can't be that way without you. Thank you.
she looked okay. She caught him looking and walked his way.
No, but I was thinking about buying one for your friend.
She's got no taste, hand on his waist, tries to pull away, but her lips on his face.
If you insist, I'll have a white wine spritzer.
Sorry, love, but you ain't a pretty picture.
Can't knock him out, you can't walk away. Try desperately to think of the price.
Over her face starts sinking. She's like,
oh, here we go.
It's a routine check that she already knows. She's thinking,
they're all the same.
Yeah, you alright, baby? You look alright still. Yeah, what's your name?
She looks in her bag, takes out a fag, tries to get away from the guy on a blag. Can't find a light.
Yeah, use mine.
See, the thing is, I just don't have the time.
Can't knock him out.
Can't knock him out.
Real, but it's the only way to feel something hurt yourself.
All right, going out by request. That was the Proto Men with Hold On, The Distance Between. And that was going out for Sydney Jean, who messaged us over on the Spinitron chat window. By the way, if you go to wmuc.umd.edu/Spinitron, you can log into the chat window there. You can make a request. It is a great way to reach out. And I am delighted that Sydney messaged, and because I did not know the Proto Men. For the uninitiated, they are out of Nashville, and they basically do science fiction, sort of rock opera concept albums that are sort of inspired by video games and sci-fi movies and anime and sort of other sort of genre pieces. And as someone who, you know, was in third grade for the Transformers movie and Ever After scored his Transformers battles and his Lego battles to things like